In a heartwarming story, a man from Germany named Marius Werner saved the life of a doctor from the UK, Dr. Nick Embleton. Dr. Embleton had a rare type of blood cancer and needed a bone marrow transplant to survive. They couldn't find a match in the UK, so they searched all over the world. After 2 years, BBC News and the charity Anthony Nolan helped them find each other. Now, they consider themselves blood brothers. Dr. Embleton has been working in a special unit for babies in Newcastle for more than 20 years. When he found out he had cancer, he was really sad. He thought he might die and even made a will. It was really hard for him to tell his wife and kids. The only way he could survive was with a bone marrow transplant. This is when they take healthy blood cells from someone else and put them into your body. But finding a person who matches is really difficult. Both the person who donates their cells and the person who gets them have to stay secret until the transplant is done. When Dr. Embleton found out the transplant worked, he wanted to meet the person who saved his life. With the help of Anthony Nolan, they found Marius, who had been on the donor list since he was a teenager. He agreed to meet Dr. Embleton in the UK. They met at a place that helps people with cancer, and they hugged and said thank you to each other. When they met, Marius said he cried when he found out the transplant worked. He also said that before this, he had a hard time with his mental health and even tried to kill himself. He thinks that saving Dr. Embleton's life gave him a reason to keep going and helped him find his way in life. Now, they plan to stay in touch as blood brothers. This story shows how important it is to be kind to others, even if you don't know them. It also shows how much of a difference donating organs and stem cells can make. If you or someone you know is going through something similar, you can get help from BBC Actionline.